And we begin today by being joined by passive voice, because I'm in that place today. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger joining us here in the studio because ordinarily 3:30, but you're going to meet the author, right?
Over at the library. We're having a wonderful tea today with Carla Buckley.
Carla Buckley.
That's how you say it? Okay.
Yeah.
A mystery writer, is that right?
Yes. Okay. Mystery thriller.
A mystery thriller.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to go over there and see what that's all about.
And everyone's invited to that from 4 to 5. So if you're free for the next couple of hours, head over to the library, get some tea and refreshments. And Susan Brown promises Milano cookies every single time. So
then they're there.
Go if only for the Milano cookies and then stay for the author conversation,
that sounds
right?
Cool. And speaking of tea, I'm just going to throw in that we entertained the UK consul this week. We held tea for them in our offices.
Nice.
The United Kingdom is opening up an embassy in Raleigh.
I'm glad you specified, because it was like Kentucky came over for...
Yeah, no. Well, they don't want to be called
sweet
the British
tea,
they want to be called the UK,
the
United Kingdom.
Right.
They came over away, and a big shout out to the Carolina Inn and our own visitor center for helping provide tea for them with all the accoutrements.
Yes.
They came in, their eyes bulged out, and Jeannie did a really good job getting them a wide variety of things to nibble on and some good old Southern iced tea.
That's awesome.
But anyway, we had a really good conversation. They were very interested in our area. We had some talks about what they're looking for, why they're coming to North Carolina. They see North Carolina's economy expanding. It's one of the fastest growing in the United States. And because of Brexit, they're reestablishing and reconfirming their ties to other nations. And so there is a consulate office in Atlanta, but now there's going to be one in Raleigh, and they're having their launch kickoff party tonight as well.
Very cool.
I did ask them about how they thought about HB2 and the state of things and of that, and they said they consider this a blip on the radar of going forward. They think we will change. They said that their own conservative party had done similar kinds of legislation way back when and discovered that they weren't being inclusive and including everybody. And if you're not inclusive, you don't get to stay in power.
That is true.
So it was an interesting conversation about all kinds of things. And I laughed because they talked about how we seem to all get along really well in our region with Durham and Raleigh and Chapel Hill, except for sports.
Yeah.
They wanted to know more about that.
Thing, right?
So that was very interesting.
I think it's we channel our rivalries into sports, and that enables us to get along in other things, right? Isn't that it?
So it was really a fun conversation about those kinds of things. But they do see us as that place where innovation's happening, advanced manufacturing, all the things we talk about we want here in Chapel Hill.
So when would the consulate be opening? What's the time frame?
I think they're starting. Their kickoff party is tonight, and they open right after that. So
they're open.
Well, there was an announcement that they bought Reynolds Tobacco. So,
That's right. Yes.
That was another reason for bringing them to this area.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So they're investing. They're here for economic exchanges, and they also offer up. They talked about the Marshall scholarships that they offer to the United States, and a number of them are here from UNC. They get students on a scholarship. It's similar to the Rhodes Scholarship program, and that they are now will have an office that can go and meet with people, and people can come there and talk and find more about it. So that was really cool.
I applied for the Marshall Scholarship when I was in
undergrad.
Yeah, I didn't get it, but you know,
glad we kept to hear.
It's fun. I would have had to go to a different grad school, and then my life would have changed, and it wouldn't have been as good.
And you would talk differently, I think.
Oh, possibly, yeah. Well, that might be an improvement. I don't know. So, speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, and did they? You mentioned HB2. Did Donald Trump come up at all? As part of the conversation about just sort of expanding that relationship
not really. It was interesting. They're really focused on North Carolina and our area of the country, so
we didn't talk about
that. So they say they find American politics fascinating. Of course, they're going through their own. They're going through
as
their own
do we,
change
so,
with the Brexit
yeah.
and everything else. We talked a little bit about that and what that looks like. So
We got Inauguration Day coming up tomorrow, and that segues into the proclamation that you issued officially earlier today, but this has been an ongoing conversation that we've been having for a couple of weeks now. We had Andrea Cash on the air a couple of times already this month, and you issued the proclamation today for Kindness Day tomorrow. Kindness and respect,
So we're asking people to take tomorrow. There's so many people who are frightened and worried about what's to come, and instead of living in that place, take action, take a step. Do something. There's the Women's March on Saturday as well, both in Raleigh and D.C. that you can go to. And like I said, show up, stand up, speak up, but also be respectful and interact with people. Try to do something of kindness and respect. I will say there's many things in our own local community you can do to show kindness and respect. And we're, I know that Table has been reaching out to people, trying. There's a long list of things that they have needs for. Jeannie and I are going to visit the women's shelter tomorrow, and there's some things going on there too to help people in our community who are feeling a little frightened about what's to come. We are the same community that we've always been. We will always stand up and advocate for everyone to have equal rights, and for everyone to choose the lifestyle they want to live.
I love the idea of just the little act of kindness. And this is something that we were talking about last year, too. Like, just without going way out of your way and trying to change the world in one snap of your fingers, because that's virtually impossible, and you can't do that as an individual. But the one thing you can do as an individual is do that little bit every single day to make the world a little bit better, a little bit kinder, a little bit more empathetic, and to sort of reach out and look other people in the eye and see them for the people that they are and respect them accordingly. And I think this is a great move towards
that. Oh, I do too.
That.
I think it's a wonderful way, like I said, to be in a mode of thinking positively, to doing something small or something big, whatever works for you. But there's a lot of needs and a lot of people who are frightened, and there's a lot of people who are uncertain. So take all that energy and channel it into do something kind for someone else.
Awesome. So speaking with Chapel Mayor Pam Heminger, and again, that is tomorrow. Coming up next week, right? The town is going to be meeting to talk about a really cool possible development with UNC, right?
Right, on Monday night.
Yep.
So we've been working on this idea for a while. How do we do things together and collaborate well? And we've been talking together about how we can co-locate our police departments and our command center and a few other possibilities. This will be going in front of the Board of Trustees for UNC. It's their land. So, to work on a property on Estes, on the west side of Estes. I know some people call that North Estes. It's kind of confusing because it's on the west.
Right, side
of MLK Boulevard.
Yeah.
And we're very hopeful that this is going to go well, and the presentation will be made to council, and the trustees will be voting next week as well. So we're really happy. It's a great location. You know, our police station is not in good shape.
Yes.
It's actually rains inside the building.
We can laugh about that because
we
don't work there.
And I know. And if you could see our evidence room, you would be just appalled. It's really a tiny, we weren't thinking long term when that was designed. So there's a great need. And we're also looking at combining some other town departments over there as well. So I think there's a lot of collaboration and a very exciting opportunity. Cross training happens when you bring together two different police forces and different people. And the command center is a particular of interest for all of us, because right now we kind of do it temporarily in different buildings downtown, and we bring in the traffic control and all that kind of thing.
That's great. So this would be the main police station for Chapel Hill, then, right? And also UNC, or would that be? Cool. So what would it be for UNC to have the main police station away from the main campus?
I think that they've talked about how helpful it would be to have it all coordinated into one place. Mm-hmm. They're out of room where they are. It's impossible to stack all their cars into one place. There's a real need on both parties to have something that works a lot more efficiently and effectively.
And it's nice to have it all sort of streamlined. I know we always have this conversation about all the different municipal organizations that we have just in Orange County, between county and three different towns, plus Mebane, if you want to include Mebane, so four different towns, plus UNC. So.
Yeah.
The streamlining, I think, is cool.
Wherever we can collaborate and make it more efficient. But also the cross-training is really, really important and helpful. It makes us a better community. And we are first responders to all kinds. We cover each other's territories. Knowing each other makes that flow a little better and makes it a lot safer when our own parties show up.
So this is on the agenda, but right now it's just the possible development project down the road, right? So Board of Trustees have to act first?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the time frame on
We're
that?
Hopeful. They're meeting next week. We're hopeful we'll have get a go-ahead. The groups have already been collaborating on what the building would look like, but it has to go through the normal process for that. So this has taken a while to get us to this point. But it should move quickly, I hope, if it all goes well.
All right. Monday, 7 p.m., so we'll look forward to that. Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and what else is on the town's agenda?
We have the library internet policy on there. A lot of these items were moved from the January 9th meeting that got iced out, as we say, and so we moved some things along. And the Elliott Road extension's on there. I know that's of interest to a lot of people. It's at 30% of design, and that's when the council takes a look and sees whether it's going to continue on with the project, what that looks like, if we're headed in the right direction. So that will be there. And that's mostly what we have on the meeting for next week. Last night, we started the conversation about the Lincoln Center project. And that's on there. It's under an SUP. We learned a lot about our Brooker Creek subwatershed, mm-hmm. and all the possibilities, all the needs, all the possibilities. And I said there was an opportunity. I went out to see Lake Ellen last weekend to get eyes on Lake Ellen drained because of a pipe bursting and letting the water out. And unfortunately, it took all the fish and all the other aquatic life, turtles, everything with it. Mm-hmm. The lake's been in kind of a interesting, you know, it's been silting up and needed to have some work done. So we're taking a look at, is there a way to partner with the Homeowners Association and the town to create a different, bigger, more vibrant stormwater situation? So we're going to be looking at that information. We gave the manager permission to continue investigating that and add it into the project list as well.
Awesome.
The more water we can, as we say, slow it down,
yes.
spread it out, soak it up, upstream, it really affects the whole chain all the way downstream.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want people to flood out. We don't want streets to flood out. We don't want to continue to send dirty, nutrient-loaded stormwater into Jordan Lake. There's a whole list of reasons for all this. So we're looking at all that. The staff came back with a list of recommendations along with a consultant. It was a $30 million list. We don't have the 30, but we get a place to start. And meanwhile, we'll start on the next subwatershed studies while this one's going forward to make some of those changes.
Very cool. Yeah. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, I'll let you go so you can
get
to the Milano cookies. But are you doing anything on Saturday for the Women's March? Or?
So the Women's March is on Saturday, and the Women Moms Demand Action is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I have a prior commitment that I'm trying to do both things, and I'm trying to work all that out.
Saturday turns out to be a lot busier day.
It really is. I will say that
we give it credit for.
The MLK Jr. weekend activities were fabulous.
Yeah.
The rally on Monday, mm-hmm. the march down the street, the church service. It's so inspiring to be with people who, and it is, we sang Let Our Light Shine and forward together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is, and not one step back, forward together, and doing it in this respectful way and standing up together and going forward.
Absolutely. Mayor Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.